Yeah, so when you bust nuts and cream pie, you know, you get a larger tax return.
That's how that works?
That's exactly how that works. No, but in reality, like the most I've ever gotten back was when I was going to school and my tax person back in the day managed to write off most of my school expenses. So that's when I got the most like ever. But I know people who are like single parents or just parents with one or two kids and they get back fat checks like when dudes are like looking for a BBW girl to like sit on their faces, like that kind of fat check, man. I've known people that get like $7,000 or $8,000 back.
Jeez.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, dog. So when you're cream pieing and you don't care that you get rewarded in tax returns, except all year you gotta worry about a kid.
So bonus. Go raw and you'll get a fat tax return.
Yeah, man. Hey, Boski, you want to take me out of Disney World?
Oh, jeez.
Just trying to survive. We were trying to make a living. Yeah, man. That's all I like. I've never seen return checks like I've seen with people with kids. Some of them have like both double dipping. They're going, not double dipping, they're legally dipping, but they're getting two pieces of the pie because they're getting their deduction for being married, then their deduction for their kids and their kids' expenses and daycares and all that stuff. That's what I'm saying. I've known people who get like 7-8 G's checks. I'm like,
that's crazy.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, man.
And that's how you start the podcast off, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome. I need to say, welcome to my YouTube channel, Life Generalist Podcast, until I think of a better name. We have random podcasts about anything at all possible in this universe.
That's right.
So it's a smorgasbord. That's what it is. Of hey man, I don't use all of these words all the time. That's why I'm bringing them back into the repertoire, so I can sharpen the blade of these words once again. Right now, they're just dull butter knives. I need to get them back into katanas. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what I wanted to say.
Hooked on Phonics worked for you?
No, it didn't.
I think they got rid of that in school, right?
Phonics? I don't know what a phonics is.
We took phonics class.
What is that?
Is when they work on phonetic. Phonics stands for like phonetics. For like so when you're talking, there's certain ways to say words and the way the words, the relationship between the words.
Fuck that. I don't do that.
Well, then there you go.
Gay
but we,
shit.
But we had those classes.
We make just steel here in America. Well, not, we used
not
to.
Not anymore. That's China now.
Now we put borders up all around America. Don't let nobody in this
we
bitch.
We haven't done that
that's
yet.
That's how we do.
We haven't done that yet.
Up in America.
We haven't done that yet either.
That's how we do it.
You took a cursive class, right?
What?
Dude, I think your memory just sucks. We took cursive, like where they taught you how to write in cursive.
Oh yeah, that was a whole gang symbol class. Yeah, like old English.
Your West Side.
Old English class.
Taught you how to do the South Side symbol with the little diamonds, and then you just cross them over and do it. Yeah. I got you. I remember that.
That wasn't a class. They just taught you that during
it was like English,
basic,
or whatever.
Yeah, like during
but,
basic English.
But they taught it. You know, nowadays they don't.
No.
Which is crazy, because if there wasn't that, you would not be able to read my writing. I don't read it right on writing cursive, but I can, and it's legible. Normally, it's not. You got to squint real hard and do a line of, like, meth, and then you can get what I'm saying.
So speaking of meth, we should talk about what we saw earlier.
Go ahead and tell them. Go ahead and tell people.
First thing, but yeah, I was talking about that with some of the Gen Ed kids. They're like, oh, do you use cursive? Both, probably. I'm like, so what goes in meth, really?
Well, how much does meth go for nowadays?
Do you want to buy some?
You're like getting your dealer, your kids are your dealers. And you're like, oh, I'm all of a sudden into meth. Dude, what? Yeah, my sixth graders.
I can stop anytime I want to.
My sixth graders really love me, and they gave me a first dose.
Give me a first
free.
Hit free.
Oh, jeez.
No, but we're talking about that, and yeah, they said they don't teach them cursive anymore. I was like,
they can't read it, right?
Not really.
Ugh.
And I was like, I don't know if too many people really do that anymore.
Dude, you got an issue with yawning. Every podcast.
Hey, man, we do this late at night.
Every podcast.
So I was like, they're like, oh, do you do it still? And I'm like, only for like my signature. Like, I don't know how to do any other letters.
As I get older, my signature is getting lazier.
Mine's never the same.
Yeah, nobody's is.
So I'm
like, but it's getting sloppier where I'm like, I'm just trying to get out. Like Harbor Freight girl, let me just get out of here. You know what I mean? Luckily now we don't have to sign for every single credit card transaction, but for certain things you do.
And that dude in the bank was taking a long time. When we got money out right now.
At the ATM?
Yeah. I was like, are you signing some shit in there? What are you doing?
He needs to get a blood.
Doing a dick scan?
He's he's got that blood where you got to get a little prick, guess. And then that's how you get your money.
I guess. Yeah, he took forever. But whatever. But yeah, that's what we're talking. Oh, and I'm talking about school. So I was talking to gen ed students. And, you know, they just tell me, like, basic shit that goes on in their life. Because, you know, I don't get out of the room much. So they tell me what's going on, like, on campus. And apparently the new thing that's happening on campus is, because they have lockers. Like, a lot of places don't have lockers. Like, I went by our high school. Like, they don't have lockers anymore. Remember high school had lockers?
Yeah, but we had lockers because there was, that we had, like, thick, gigantic books that we had to carry around. And mm-hmm. between classes, we had to put them away because otherwise it would like just rip our backpacks. I paused there because I was trying to think, did we have clear backpacks? Do we have to have clear backpacks that in high school?
That was at middle school.
That was middle school. Why do I always think junior high instead of middle school?
Same thing.
But yeah. So the books were just so big. You had to.
That's funny. I still remember how many minutes exactly there was between passing periods.
How many?
5.
Some of those are hustles, man. If you got to make that run from one side of the school to the other, that was a hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And they got aggressive with our year where we had to, if we didn't make it to class on time, they would send you to that one room where it was just sitting there for the whole period if you were late. I'm like, that's aggressive if I got to go from one side of the hospital, one side of the school to the other.
Oh, dude, I never forget the day. The greatest thing I've ever got is because for my specials class, I got to work.
Specials again?
Like your like PE or whatever? Yeah, electives.
Okay.
For my elective, one of them was to work in the office, like that's office right. aide.
You did that multiple years.
Yeah, though. I did that multiple years. And the reason was because I got a free pass to walk over campus wherever the fuck I wanted to do.
Just to like do stuff for them?
Yeah, do stuff for them or just fucking walk around. I'm not going to tell you shit. I had a pass. They'd be like, hey, where are you going? Pass, bitch. Shut the fuck up on your golf cart, bitch ass. And then you would shut up. And then I did that one year. Then next year I did it again. And then senior year, I got an even better pass. And you're like, what is a better pass? What pass could be better than that?
Get free food with it?
Yes, because I worked for the newspaper. And that was an all-access pass to anything. I could go into people's classrooms and be like, oh, I'm here to interview so-and-so for a newspaper. They'd be like, oh, okay.
And they would just let him out?
If I, yeah.
Why don't you ever get me out of class?
Because I don't like you.
Fuck, son. Could have got me out. We could have gone, like, gone to Sonic, got some food.
they would like check back with like the other teacher.
He's so. Like, what's you interviewing for? Oh, I heard some rumors about some Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Dick.
Oh, jeez.
And it's just, I need to get him out for this interview. There's been rumors in the schools of his ways with women.
Well, no. He started this new thing called cream pie.
At that age.
Well, no, because like one year, I think it was Valentine's Day for sure. And I went to go give one of my hosts some stuff. And I had the newspaper pass so I could just wander in and out of classrooms if I wanted to. So I literally wandered into one of the classes randomly. And they didn't tell me shit. I was just like, I'm here for the newspaper. We're giving these things out. I've been there for like 10 minutes talking to the hoe. They didn't tell me anything.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man. Fucking press pass. That's a bitch.
Press pass?
That's a ticket, man. Even in high school, that's a ticket. All you young kids, get a newspaper.
Was it really political, all access. The newspaper, to get your articles in the paper? Because I think you, I remember you had a couple, right? But it wasn't like every week you had an article.
No, we did. Did we do one every month? I think it was every month. So, no, I think I had one almost every month. There was only a few months I didn't. I didn't have, I think one month I had multiple stories, but it wasn't too hard. Normally they would need like a filler, like just a filler one. And nobody wanted to do it. And I'd be like, oh, I'll do it. And so that's how I got my stuff in there. And then they always needed like somebody to, because you remember the one hoe who was in charge of that?
No. You mean the student?
Yeah, student in charge
was
of that.
Ashley?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was always like super democratic and always like super left wing. So you needed somebody to contradict that. And nobody ever wanted to do that. So it was like always her view or whatever. And then so they're like, oh, does anybody want to like counter her side? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So that's how I got a lot of my stuff in there.
Hmm. Where do they have the stuff printed? Did they have to get them, send them out of the school and somebody mm-hmm. else did it?
I think, yeah, we had the thing like on the computer and it would like format it to how it was going to look on the paper. But yeah, the printing of it happened like somewhere else.
So they got delivered to the school?
Yeah, they got delivered to the school.
It's not like the school had a printing press.
Yeah, no, I went to go get the delivery sometimes.
Hmm. Was that one place down the street?
I want to say so. It had to be. If they weren't using that place, that was very bad marketing on their point. But yeah. Yeah, I went to go get the deliveries. They would drop it off either in the front office or right there in the front gate.
Dang, it's front gate, huh? They just don't care?
Yeah.
Me
and that one hoe that I was madly in love with went to go get them a few times.
The one girl that one guy dated? I hate that guy. So you can tell them what happened to us today.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you that. Okay, but back before I went on that tangent, that went farther than I thought it would. But, okay, so my gen ed students were saying there's a new thing happening to them in between their, like, passing periods. They only get, like, 3 minutes for passing periods, so it's not 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's a smaller campus, so, I mean, 3 minutes should be plenty of time. But they go to their lockers, whatever, and get their books. And then apparently somebody's been slipping like little like note cards in their lockers that ask them if they want to join the KKK.
Somebody's just trolling
them. Yeah. And apparently, yeah, it's been happening like all week. And they're like, oh, yeah, do you want to join the white supremacist club? And they've been putting in like everybody's lockers.
I just, man, for me, it's like, that's a lot of work to troll somebody.
Yeah, it's happening to, quite a few people, apparently.
Like, that just makes me tired. Unless you have access to, like, a copy machine, and then you can run them all off and cut them up, and then, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're handwriting all those notes in everybody's lockers.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, so they said they've been getting those, and I was like, that's funny. Apparently, and another one was like, oh, you want to join the white supremacist club? And when the kid was like, that's weird that they want to start a club. That's a weird way to promote it. Well, I'm like, well, they're asking you because they want to know if there's enough interest in it to start the club of white supremacists. They're not going to start it if there's no interest in it.
The school is not going to allow that.
No, they won't.
There's a certain level of free speech, but they're not going to let you have a hate group inside of the school grounds.
No. And that's pretty much the most hateful group, I think.
Yeah, so, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's the thing. And like, I'm pretty sure it's just a big troll, but it's kind of funny. I thought it was kind of funny.
That's crazy, dude.
But still, yeah, it's still crazy. Middle school, by the way. So.
So you never told people what's going on?
All right, so earlier we went to, because I color pictures, you know, I'm into coloring.
Uh-huh.
Adult coloring books, not like, you know. Balls and dicks.
You can't say
not
adult.
Balls and dicks coloring books.
I was going to say, you got to
like
clarify
trees
that.
And landscapes and animals and shit. So I need frames. I get my frames from a dollar store.
Right.
Because it's the most cost effective way to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also, you know, depending on what I do, paint my frame or whatever. That's why I go to a dollar store for them. So we were there. I went with you because we were out doing some random errands. And so we're waiting in checkout line. And out of the corner of my peripherals, because I got good peripherals, I saw this cracked out hoe. And she came in the door. And from my peripherals already, I go, she's cracked out. I know.
I didn't think off the top of my head that I thought she was cracked out, but I thought there was definitely mm-hmm. something odd there.
No, I saw it. I saw it. I'm like that character on Naruto that, with the third eye. You can see everything. That's what I saw. I saw her out of my peripherals, and I saw her cracked out already. I'm like, this hoe's going to shoot this place up. This is how we die. Right here. And I'm like, I'm going to use Jonathan as a human shield because he's so muscular. Jeez. The bullet's just going to bounce off.
Is that what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
You're like that, or I'm going to, and then it's going to give me time to escape. I don't care if he survives this or not.
Well, he'll survive. He's so muscular.
Now you're kissing ass after you knew he was going to kill me.
The bullet will, like, get lodged in your deep chest muscles.
And then it'll be fine,
right? Yeah, it'll be like, ah, bitch, they hurt. So, anyways, but no, seriously, she was cracked out. And I see her, like, moving, like, erratically. And she's, like, talking to somebody, but I didn't know who she was talking to. She was talking to nobody because she's cracked out, probably seeing the devil or whatever. So she starts going, hey, hey. And I guess she's talking to the
guy at the counter.
The guy at the counter. And she's like, hey, do you have that, what's she want?
She wanted, like, roach? A bug and roach
killer.
Killer.
And he was like, oh, the Boric to something.
Yeah, some like hardcore bug killer.
And she's like, yeah.
I need help getting it.
I need help getting it though, because it's way in the back and I couldn't get it. And he's like, okay. She's like, I was wondering if you could go to the back and get it for me and bring it over here. And he was like, yeah, I guess. And then we checked out because we found a lane that was open. So we had to go past this crazy crack whore. And as we went past her, she was still, like,
she was talking moving to herself.
Erratically and talking to herself. It was a little weird.
Very weird, dude. I was like,
A little creepy, but whatever. And so we walked to the car. It took us, let's estimate a good 30 to 45 seconds to get to the car.
Something like that.
So we sit down in the car, and then once again, as we sit down in the car, we see her coming out of the building. And apparently, I thought she wanted, like, a big box of this stuff or something. But it looked like it was, like, just, like, a package of maybe smaller than cereal, like a box of Pop-Tarts or something. That's how big the package looked.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I just thought it was weird. I didn't think anything of it when I first heard her. You kind of made it seem like you kind of noticed she was off. Like, I didn't notice she was off until we walked past her and then she made, like, she was talking to herself. She didn't have, like, a headphone or headset on or her phone. And I was like, this is weird. Mm-hmm. She was not dressed very normal either. She had a very weird situation going on. Whole thing was weird. I'm just glad I didn't get stabbed.
Yeah. Once again, the blade would have just bent off your incredibly muscular physique.
Jeez. I feel like you're going to drop a bomb on me here shortly. You're going to be like, by the way, son, you now have... I was like, AIDS, but that sounds bad. You now have, like, some virus that I was exposed to, and now I'm giving it to you. By the way, I gave you those compliments earlier, so you should feel better about
situation. Yeah, you should feel better. You're the biggest Mexican I've ever seen in real life.
Oh, speaking of which, but that brings up another situation that I was thinking about earlier today. And I kind of told you about it, so I guess I'll just tell the podcasters because, you know, they're fam and shit. So you gotta mm-hmm. keep the family together. So I was working out today. As some of you know, I have like a little home gym. And some of you might already know this because you probably follow my YouTube fitness account. And so if you don't, it's linked somewhere. And
you should. It's hashtag biggest Mexican ever.
And so I'm working out. And like between sets, I'm always either editing the video clips to put them up on Instagram or I'm texting you or I'm like texting other people or I'm just like trying to keep my mind off the next set. And so I'll get on YouTube or I'll do whatever. So I'm always usually on my phone unless I'm doing sets of different stuff between sets of stuff. So either way, I'm on my phone. And my neighbor in the past has like asked me if I'm like recording them because they live across the street from me. And I was like, no, I'm not recording you. And they're like, all right, whatever. But today, I'm like standing there on my phone, standing facing them, but my phone is facing the ground. And I see her step out and I kind of wave and she doesn't wave back. She doesn't seem like she looks at me, but she's like holding her phone up. Like maybe she's on her phone, and I'm like, all right, maybe she's on her phone, whatever. And then she like, she puts her car in the garage, comes out and like start yells something at me. Like she's pissed off. And then I just heard something like a phone and something. And then she's like, and she just runs back into the house. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, she pissed based on the tone. I assumed that she was pissed off, and I had no idea why. And then her husband comes home, and I walk over there, and I'm like, I'll talk to him because she seemed aggro, and I don't want to deal with this shit. And so I went and talked to him, and I was like, I think your wife's mad at me or something. I don't know. I didn't hear much because I have the radio on too, so you can't hear anything.
Nothing but Tupac playing. That's how you make
always,
games.
Always. And he's like, I'll go talk to her. So he went inside, and then he came back out. And he's like, yeah, she's mad because she thinks you're recording her every time I go there. I'm like, you act like I have a camera facing your house. Like, I'm looking down at my phone screen, or if I'm looking up, it's slightly angled, but it's not facing your house. Or maybe she's worried because there's a tripod whenever I set up the recordings. I don't know, but she was pissed off. And I'm like, dude, I can't even fucking win here. Like, I'm not facing the camera towards you. I'm not going to stop recording this. I don't know if it's some sort of insecurity, or if you're hiding something, or if you're just feeling you have some sort of paranoia about something. Like, I don't know what you got going on in your life to feel paranoid about, but I keep my business to myself. I don't start trouble with nobody. I'm not trying to start drama. So I don't know why they would assume that I'm starting shit with them. And the mom who she lives with is like super nice. She says hi to me all the time. Like, I'm out there working out. She's a nice church-going lady, it seems like. And, like, every time I'm out there, she's, like, waves to me. I wave to her. She's like, how are you doing? I'm like, good. How are you doing? She brings me mail that she thought was mine. I was like, that's not mine. But thanks for asking. Like, I'm super cool with her. Like, one time I was working out. She's like, you're working out. You're going to keep working out. You're going to look like Hercules. And I just laugh. And I'm like, you're funny. But, you know.
You're like, yeah, I will.
Goals, hashtag. But, you know, I'm cool with her. And she doesn't think I'm, like, filming her and trying to send freaking video to America's Most Wanted or something. Like, I don't know what's going on here, man. Can't win, but we'll see if there's updates for this. Hopefully there's no updates on this on the next podcast.
Yeah, right. And then when we're done running errands and we came back, I'm like, there's going to be a brick through my car.
There might be. Or I'm going to wake up and there's going to be shit on my house.
Right. At the very least, some sort of trash pile.
I'm just like, man, I can't win. I'm just trying to do my thing here. Trying to get some Brolic gains in the winter, and I'm just getting chewed out for no reason.
When you told me the story earlier, you didn't put those like facts in there.
I was normally making Brolic gains.
Yeah, normally you're like,
you know.
So I was on the gym making incredible gains.
I was like, in the gym,
Super Saiyan Blue God Goku.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get braggadocious or nothing. But it's just happening. Things.
I was doing that, just breaking all kinds of PR records or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. Anyways,
Sunday afternoon. It yeah, happens. Shit happens, dog.
Yeah, it's normally how you start off.
You know,
but you didn't start off that way earlier. I'm like, oh damn, serious.
I was, you know, trying to train to be Beerus. Nothing big. I was just a normal training session.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Just trying to arm wrestle Optimus Prime. Fuck that dude.
And do all the money.
Ain't no hitter. Selling wolf tickets.
Nah.
Megatron for president. What?
Trying to get that Unicron power. You know what I'm saying?
Unicron power.
But yeah. So I don't know. We'll see if I have updates for this next week. But I was like, this is some straight bull. Some bull. I can't even win with people I'm trying to be nice to, let alone people that think I'm a fuckhead, which is a pretty big list.
Yeah.
I got that bitter bitch face just legit stuck. So I got some since I'm trying to diversify this podcast.
Oh yeah.
Just like you know, your 401k should be.
Mm-hmm.
I had a topic that came across like one of the, you know, YouTube or not YouTube, like many news medias. Just, this isn't even like a legit news thing, because last time we got into Trump shit and I was like, we're getting too deep. This is a little statistics I was looking at. You know what? You want to take a guess at how much the average wedding costs in the US?
$25,000.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
The average wedding in the US costs $30,000.
Damn, that was close.
That's fucking insane to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
Which, by the way, that's the average. I looked, they had a map that broke down where people spent the most money. Where do you think people spend the most money?
Like where?
Yeah.
Back east.
You're correct.
That's right. And you know why I know that? Why you know that? Do you know why I know that? Ask me, Jonathan, why I know this.
Why do you know this?
Because every single one, you can't hear me hit my leg. Everyone who I've ever gone to church with, has had a huge wedding. Guess where they had it at?
East Coast.
The East fucking Coast. That's fucking right. Everyone.
I saw some of those smaller states on the East Coast, mm-hmm. like Rhode Island and all mm-hmm. those, like New York and Massachusetts. Holy shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like Rhode Island was like average was like 55,000. 55 fucking $1,000 on That's a crazy. Fucking day party.
That's fucking crazy.
Guess New York. Oh, guess New York.
70,000.
$80,000 on a it's fucking insane. Party.
Insane.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Insane.
You buy a GTR for that.
Yeah.
A used GTR cheaper than that. Cash yeah. and shit. Like you came in with a briefcase full of hundreds in those perfectly paper wrapped hundreds mm-hmm. stacks. Just open up the briefcase like some gangster motherfucker just click click opened it up. The thing creaks open, just fat, freshly printed. Hundreds, the smell of clean bills coming out that briefcase.
You just throw it at the person.
And slowly rip those all fucking 35 stacks or whatever of hundreds, stack up those hundreds, and just make it rain on that motherfucker. Just be like, enjoy your money and give me my keys. $80,000 on a fucking party, man.
That's crazy.
Look, man, I get it if this is like, if you're like super religious, like Catholics and Christians don't seem like it's a super big deal. It's a big deal, right? But it's not like I hear Jewish parties are oh, yeah. lit. Like Jewish parties are lit.
Yeah, they have to
like,
be lit.
Or like, is it Indian?
Hindu weddings?
Hindu weddings. Like, you know, I don't have too much experience with that, but, you know, they have pretty extravagant parties. I get it if you're dropping that kind of money. I still can't justify it, but I get it, right? Because there's a lot of religious mm-hmm. Connection with things. But if you're some dude that's not religious and you're just doing this because you're trying to show off to your family members this beautiful day of the day you got together, if that's what you're doing, fuck all that noise, man. Yeah. I can't deal with that. That's too high maintenance for me. Like, I'd rather be like, all right, babe, let's get 50 grand, okay? Let's get 50 grand and either do two things. Put half of it in savings or buy a car with half of that. And the other half, well, first of all, get married in like your state or Vegas or whatever. Invite a couple people, have a couple people over for dinner or something. Whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that 50 grand, either spend half of that and put it in a savings or buy a car or... No, half of that, I'm losing my train of thought here. Half of that, either buy a car with it or put it in savings. And the other half, go and have an insane fucking honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like those videos that you see on Instagram where you're walking outside of those Spain pools that lead into like mm-hmm. an overhead or like an overhead view of the ocean. Like that's some like baller honeymoon or the ones where you like those little like cottages and you step out and like the water's right outside and the water's like clear blue, you could see the white sand on the bottom, that one with Justin Bieber, that kind of shit with Justin Bieber yeah. has dick pic, like those kind of legit, that's not nice. The have a baller honeymoon mm-hmm. or you could just be hella baller and just spend the 50,000 on the honeymoon yeah. just be like the ballerest ballerest of them all and go crazy. Like private jet. You got like, you go to Spain and then you go to like, where those islands are. I can't remember where those are. And then you go to like, you know, Italy. And I mean, you do the whole freaking shebang, but 50, 60, 70, 80, $90,000 on a wedding to me is insane.
Yeah, that's
you can crazy. Go to a part of the country where it, with $60,000, fucking even like the $80,000 where it almost capped off at, you can buy an insane house with that.
Yeah, you can buy a good house.
I just that gave me a headache.
Yeah, people are like that, man. They're weird.
I just was stressed out about that. Because I'm like, with 80 grand, man, like, let's just stop fucking around here and say fuck it to the wedding. And let's put that 80 grand, like, on a cabin.
Yeah,
you should. You got a side cabin. You just go up there in the winter, sling some dick in the cabin in the woods with some snow dropping all over
you. On your bearskin rug.
A bearskin rug. Have some kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? You get all kinds of stuff with that.
Get some clamps involved.
Sure, why not? And then when you have kids, you can take them snowboarding or skiing or what's that thing with the little... the one where you have a little dish and then you just slide down.
Oh, sledding.
Yeah, sledding, you know. Do that shit, man. 80 grand to me on a freaking... Dude, 80 grand is like what you would spend for a kid in a year, probably. Maybe even less. I think statistically, that's what you spend on everything, including healthcare and stuff like that, the first year or two. But that's crazy to me. I saw that and I was like, dude, either I'm not making enough money or I can't justify that kind of...
That's crazy, man. I don't know why. I've always told my parents that I was going to get married in Vegas. They call bullshit on me, but...
Or just get like a... I mean, if you want something
like,
nice...
They're always like, you'd be disrespecting us so much. You would never do that. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You would do that just to spite them.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I would.
What do they want? They want a gigantic party?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Didn't ask.
I'm just like, whatever, man. I'm gonna be like, hey, yo, dog, I'm getting married. I'll see me at the courthouse in about like 30 minutes. And then at nighttime, I'll have some like, you know, I'll grill some meat in the back. And we'll have like some drinks. And then we'll just chill, man. I'll see you in about 3 weeks when I'm coming back from being drained. And we'll be good to go.
Like, you seem to have lost all your gains. Yeah, I needed them for more protein. With survival instinct. My body turned all of my muscle into protein.
You know what I'm saying?
To come out of me.
I was like, why is she looking so sore? I don't know. I can't tell you that.
My ex-girlfrind got married at the courthouse.
Your ex-girlfriend got married? Your ex-girlfriend was married? Wasn't she young? You know they can't hear you when you nod, right?
Oh, yeah. I forget I had the microphone.
I'm like, they can't hear you nodding.
Yeah, she was 4 years younger than me. This was in 2010. I don't know, like 21, 20?
Man, people 19? People are getting married young somewhere as hell, there. Man. That's young.
Yeah, something like that.
Makes me scared.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me scared.
Courthouse. In where we used to go to school at.
Oh, jeez. Well, man, look, everybody's got their own path in life. You know, hopefully they didn't last, right? Because she's no longer with that dude. So it's hard to justify getting married young. But you know what? Maybe it's our generation. Because back in the 50s, people would get married young as hell. And they would just stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's our generation where we get bored very easily. And... We don't, like, the divorce rate is insane. Is it over 50% yet, the divorce rate? Like, last I checked, it was, like, 40 to 50%.
Yeah, probably. It's probably, like, 70% now.
It's all 99.9% divorce rate. The first one's free.
Oh, jeez. Divorce rate.
I bet you I can look it up first.
You're going faster. I'm looking up all the other stuff I...
Oh. Yep. You're like, I got to log out of my Pornhub account. And the CrocTube is still loading.
I went to CrocTube. That thing is a piece of shit. Can't find anything.
You looked it up?
Yeah, I was like, I always talk about this. I'm going to go there. Can't find anything I'm looking for. Like, how am I supposed to release the beast if I can't find what I'm looking for?
Feed the beast.
Did you find it?
It's 40 to 50% still.
Wow. Hey, man, it didn't go up. So that's a win. That's what we call a win.
40 to 50. That's not bad. I mean, almost half. That's pretty fucked up when you phrase it that way. Not half. Not half.
More than half.
Not more than half.
Fractions.
There you go.
We just won.
Less than half.
Win.
Half glass right there, dog.
Win. No, that's what we call that.
Half full. That's right.
A win.
That's right. It could be 90%.
It could be. So you know what? It could be 51%. And you know what that would be? A loss. An L. That's what that could be.
You could be 0-1. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could be 0-1. You could be like CM Punk's record. 0-1.
Dang. You talk a lot of shit, but at first, when I first brought up CM Punk, you were like, oh, whatever, bro. It's not a big deal. And then CM Punk was getting close to fighting. You're like, oh, I'm not going to lie. I really am hoping that he does this. You're like, I'm really hoping.
I was hoping he would do it. I was just happy he came out to his song. That's all I needed.
It seemed like you were all about that dude when he was about to fight. You're like, I'm really hoping he does it.
I was really hoping he does it, but hey, win some, you lose some. Just like our math just proved right now.
That's right. So I guess while we're on the topic of UFC shortly, because every time I feel like we get into UFC, who did you have on Sage versus Mickey Gall?
Mickey Gall.
You had Mickey Gall?
Because CM Punk told him. He's like, you never let anybody tell you, you can't do this. Oh, you are the chosen one now. God. And I'm like, yes, he is the chosen one.
You're all about that, dude. No, I mean, like I was doubtful of Gall only because he didn't have as much experience. Mm-hmm. And the way I saw Sage was Sage had been competing in martial arts, not UFC, but in martial arts since he was like 12. Like there's that picture of him when he's like six and he's got yoked. Like abs, which I'm like. I'm calling a lot of bullshit there.
Maybe he's just genetically perfect.
Dude.
Maybe he's a test tube baby.
Yeah, okay. When his dad got popped for selling fucking steroids, you're telling me that there's not a fucking
maybe
Sage, cause and effect
maybe,
there?
Maybe 12-year-old Sage wakes up in the morning. He's 12 years old. He goes to the cabinet to look for cereal. And he pours some cereal in a bowl. And he's like, man, this is really good. And next day he just wakes up with abs because really he can't read and really he just put some prescription drugs. That's all he ate.
He was like, don't know. It was like gummy steroids.
Yeah.
Like Flintstone steroids. Yeah, gummy steroids.
Yeah, I mean, you'll know.
I guess it's possible.
Steroid frosted flakes, you'll know. Can't read? He's 12 years old.
Yeah, I suppose, man. So
I know a lot of 12-year-olds who can't read.
Anyways, that's all I was curious about what you're thinking. Because I almost thought like Sage is going to be better under pressure. But
I would think so. But hey, he didn't. And maybe Mickey Gall's a hitter.
I'm just kind of like, but I'm glad, man. Mickey Gall's been doing the rounds. And he's been hitting up a lot of podcasts. And he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, he seems chill. Seems pretty chill.
I don't know.
So hey, there's that.
So what else you got going on, dog? What else you got going on in
aliens.
Life? Aliens. You've been hitting those conspiracy theories pretty hard, haven't you?
Always.
Do you believe in that stuff? Like when you see it, do you believe in it?
Which one?
Any of them. Are you believing this stuff or are you just kind of like, all right, whatever. It's just funny. It's fun to see the crazy people get to.
Well, it depends like what I'm watching. Because like that dude I watch, I showed you a video of. He doesn't, not all his things are conspiracy theories, like some are. But some are just like interesting facts. Like that one I showed you about like the deep sea monsters, or not monsters, deep sea like creatures.
Like things they found on video or whatever.
Yeah, and there's that one like squid that looks like the monster from
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield at the bottom of the ocean. And we're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like that. Like a lot of his videos are like that. And they're just like interesting facts. That's why I like that guy because he does it. Not all of them are like some of them are, and you're like, oh, interesting. But he'll just give like facts about stuff that are interesting and or, like kind of like science fictiony, or like you know.
He does a good job of editing too.
Yeah, he's real good about that. And I like watched some of his beginning videos, and he didn't have a like real good voice for it. Like he was kind of like struggling along, which I guess that could be said of anybody who starts off.
Oh, dude, my first videos were atrocious. My first videos should be taken down because they were fucking horrid. But, you know, at some point you get comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. Like, Boesky talked about that in the beginning, too, where you just didn't feel comfortable on camera. Mm-hmm. But at some point you just start giving less shits. Like, there's certain phases. Like, in the beginning, you don't know where to look. You don't have the confidence in your speech.
Do it your hand.
You don't know where to, like, how to transition things. The editing's horrible. Usually the camera work is horrible. And then at some point you just start caring. And then when you get to the point where you do vlogs, and, like, there's people around you, you're like, oh, I don't want to get my camera out because people are going to, like, think I'm weird. And then at some point, you just don't give a flying fuck. Like when you and I are having like dinner and I'm just saying horrible things that people shouldn't be saying. And I'm like, I don't give a shit.
You're like, look, your 7-year old's gonna learn about this. And
your 7-year old's gonna learn about this somehow. You know,
he might as well learn about it.
You think
a stork?
You think a stork with that little thing neck carried him in here?
No, your dad was busting baby loads in here. I'm surprised you even came out.
Baby loads.
You're little and shit.
Oh jeez.
Hope you grow.
Good luck. That is like a interesting wives' tale. The stork carrying a baby. I'm like, you see that neck on that stork? That stork's neck is like 1-inch diameter. I ain't carry no baby.
He don't lift.
I'm telling you, if it should have been like an American bald eagle with like jet propellers in the back, just carrying the baby and shit. And it's like America.
Oh jeez. It's like Velociraptor stole the. You don't have that movie.
I should have. Yeah, I do have it. What are you talking about right there? I had to buy another one. I gave it to somebody or lent it, borrow it to somebody, and they didn't give it back to me. Mm. America.
Fuck yeah. Here to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
That's back when we used to make steel in this country. Now we don't. We make pop singers with Pidgeot hair. That's all we make in this country.
Mm-hmm. That's all we
do. Dude, I'm so excited that Dragon Ball Z's Goku is the ambassador of the 2020 Olympics.
There's a bunch of them.
No, it's fuck that. It's only
Sailor
Goku.
Moon.
It's only Goku.
It's Naruto.
Fuck Sailor Moon.
It's
Nenru is a little bit more legit.
Astro Boy, because he's the first anime character ever.
Is he?
Yeah. Hmm. Facts. Hashtag facts.
I'll give it to him because of that one. But Sailor Moon needs to get the fuck out of here.
I don't know why Ichigo from Bleach isn't there. Oh, maybe because the ending sucked dick. But I'm not bitter about that at all.
I haven't watched Bleach.
Just spent 10 years watching it or whatever. The fuck.
Damn, you're salty,
not
son.
Not bitter at all.
We need to get another spice in you besides salt.
No, that's the only thing I use. Salt.
I guess so.
Pink
jeez.
Salt, white salt, jeez. Rock salt, lava salt.
Jeez.
Himalayan
sea salt. That's what I was thinking about. I can't think of anyone.
Ice cream salt.
Ice cream salt? What the fuck is that?
It's salt for ice cream. It like melts it down a different rate.
You mean snow salt?
That's something.
They pour salt on the roads.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck, I don't know. Hashtag not certain facts.
So.
Oh, Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon's one too.
I've been bitching about Sailor Moon. You already said Sailor Moon. I said that I don't think Sailor Moon is a legit character because in all the anime, she was always bitching about going to her PE class. So why should she be part of the Olympics?
She did a lot for Asian people. The blonde haired girl did a lot for Asian people.
There was no Asian girls in that show, huh? Were they all supposed to be Asian?
The Mars was Asian. She watched a shrine. And so was Pluto.
That they had no Asian.
And then Venus was the dirty one.
Venus,
so was Jupiter.
I don't remember anymore. I have to Google them. I thought the Mars chick was hot because she was kind of bossy hot. You know,
like I was into that.
You know, no, like you could tell she's gonna be just. Like, you
it's
know,
a poster right here. She's gonna be
a little kinky. And then, but I always thought the hottest one was probably the one with the white cat.
Yeah, Venus.
Venus. Yeah, she was probably the hottest one.
You know that cat turned into a person a few times.
That cat's trying to get that other cat walls.
He's trying to get all the walls. He's a dude. What's
probably,
wrong with you?
Probably. Yeah.
Faithful cat staying in one person.
So, yeah. So, I don't believe about this whole Sailor Moon thing. But I am lit about Goku being the thing. I almost would like to go to Japan during the Olympics. But it's going to be too many people there. It's a fucking island. It's going to be way too many people there.
They're going to use up all the natural resources.
Yeah, man. But I still wanted to go to Japan. I think there's very few places like I'd want to travel to in the world. Like, I'm not like super... like I'm not one of these people that has like a list of places I want to go, right? I do, but I don't. I'm not like one of these guys. That's like I want to see everything in the world. I don't. I have like a handful of places. Like, I got to see Hawaii. Everybody says Hawaii is like the closest place to like heaven on earth or whatever. Everybody makes it seem like it's the shiznit.
See, people say they want to go to Hawaii because they want to see the beaches and everything. I just want to go to Hawaii to see where they filmed Jurassic Park.
You don't want to go to that. Why would you want to go to that?
Why do you want to go to the beach? Fuck you.
I want to go to the beach because Hawaii has all
the... some poon. Some strange...
No, you got to go to the beach. You got to see the waterfalls. Then they got like the place with lava. You got to go see that. And then touch some lava. They got the peak that has snow. I think Hawaii is one of the only places that has all the
elements.
Not all the elements, but all the different ecosystems or some shit. I don't know, whatever. So Hawaii, because Hawaii everybody says the shit. Everybody that I know that has gone to Hawaii, they're like, it's the shit. So they're all like, we want to go back. I'm like, all right, I gotta guess I'll go to Hawaii. There's nobody talk shit about Hawaii. Nobody comes back and is like, fuck Hawaii, dog. Everything was like wet and humid. Like nobody ever comes back and says that. So Hawaii is a place. But Hawaii is like number two. Number one for me would be straight Japan.
Japan. I gotta go to Japan.
Like, but for me to go to Japan, I gotta go for like a month. Because the flight already is going to be like 20 hours.
Yeah, you need a day to recoup from that jet lag.
You need 2 days to recoup and travel, right? 2 days to recoup and travel back. But I just don't want to go to like, I want to go to like downtown Japan where, you know, the city life and all the crazy shopping and all the anime shit. But then I also want to go up to like the mountain areas where the temples are and like the waterfalls.
Tea fields.
I want to go where tea fields. I want to go where Ryu trained with Gouken. I want to go.
Like, Kuma killed his brother.
I want to go where Ash started his training. You know, I want to go to Kanto.
Johto and Kanto.
Where's his city?
Palatown.
I gotta go to Palatown. Gotta meet Ash's mom. You know, say pay my respects.
There with her, Mr. Mime.
But
I'm so, like, hey, is Professor Oak still giving you
some secret side
dick?
So J-Pan is definitely like my number one.
Has Mr. Mime ever done something weird?
Oh, that is creepy. She got to? Mr. Mime though.
It's like he put up his light wall and he just hides behind there.
J-Pan, Hawaii. And ever since I started seeing those dumb videos on Instagram of like those pools that you walk into and it's like Spain. It's like that white city. You know that mm-hmm. city in Spain that's like off the shore but it's white? I'm like, I got to go there. You know that's that one level from Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, right?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
one we keep getting like molested in.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be pissed off that I said that. That is the Spain. That's Spain. Like, that's why you can go into the back area of the yeah. pool and it leads to like a little walkway of pool area.
When we're on that, when we play that level, why don't we just hang out in that area? You take one side and I'll take the other side.
That's not a bad plan now that I think about it. We always get so killed on that level. But I think that's it, man. I think... Spain. There was one more because I didn't mention one. I never mentioned Spain before, but yeah, Hawaii, Japan, Spain. I know there's one more, but I can't remember. But there's no other place where I'm like, I got to go there before I die.
I'd like to go to Japan, of course, and then New Zealand to see where they made Lord of the Rings.
Oh, because they have that city, right? Like yeah. the little hobbit town still there.
Mm-hmm.
I hear New Zealand's really pretty. I hear Germany's really pretty. I hear England. I hear England's really pretty. Like, not the city, but like the countryside. Yeah.
Like Sherlock Holmes lives.
I've been watching a lot of Top Gear. And when those dudes like just drive those crazy cars in the mountainside, I'm like, oh, dude, that's legit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that which brings... How much time we got? I want to get into... So anyways, that's my period, end of the point, how that's like a dude's dream is like, just give me an open, full tank of gas. Give me like a supercar, not something crazy. I don't need like a hypercar. I don't need like an insane Bugatti Veyron. Mm-hmm. Give me like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Give me like a base level Lamborghini. Give me like a nice road, something that I could just hear that motor. Just I don't even need a radio. Just want to hear that motor crank. Just no, and then take away all the cops and the speed cameras. Oh, that's gonna be the day. But there is one thing I want to bring up. Okay, this is if I was a Kool-Aid man, right? This is how I'm gonna start this conversation. If I was a Kool-Aid man, logically, there's only so much Kool-Aid that will fit in my jar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that the jar is my tolerance for this bullshit going on in this world. And the fucking Kool-Aid is the bullshit. Right about now, this jar is about full with this feminist bullshit. And you know what was the last drop that filled the jar?
Oh, jeez.
You know what was the last drop that filled the jar?
Was the last drop
that filled the jar? That last jar that filled the jar.
Was it the all-female Ocean's 11?
Yes, it was. I was bitching about this to you the other day, and I am still freaking pissed off about this. And there's reasons, right? Feminists, sit your asses down. Let's take a little lesson into the male mind, all right? This isn't me being sexist. This isn't me being like, oh, female cast won't do it as good as the guy cast. That's not what I'm saying, okay? I'm gonna give you a scenario if you're an asshole, according to Dane Cook. Okay. When guys go to the club, okay, I don't go up to Ruben and I'm like, Ruben, let's go to the club because I just wanna dance. I just wanna dance my problems away. I don't know whose fucking joke this is. I'm stealing this joke. This isn't my material. And I'm like, I just wanna dance my problems away, right? That's not how guys think. Mm-hmm. Okay. We go to the club to meet women or whatever we do to go to the club for, right? Women go to dance. That's what women like to do, and I accept that. I accept that as a man. I know that you might not be there to grind on me, but it might happen because we're talking now. But you're going there to dance with your girls, and I get that. I'm not mad at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What is Ocean's 11 about? What are the movies about?
It is about, what do you think it's about?
It's a heist movie. They're heist movies. Yeah. The first one they stole from the casino. Mm-hmm. The second one, what the fuck they do in the second one?
We should have a movie night where we watch all these.
We should. We keep saying that, but we forget to watch them.
No, the first one, yeah.
He stole from the casino.
He stole from the casino from, not Al Pacino, what's his name?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, the other dude. He stole from his bank, or not his bank, his casino. George Clooney wanted to get his fucking
girl back. But what happened in the second movie?
And then on the second one, he had his woman back. And right. They all had the money.
Right.
And the dude from the first one was like, I'm going to fucking find you guys. Just watch. And it took like 2 years, but he found them all. It was like, you guys owe me that money. You need to steal it back. Plus interest. So I think each one owed him like so many hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they're like, oh, you can get the money back if you get this egg thing, and if you sell in the black market, it'll pay off all your debt. But he actually hired another guy to steal it too.
Okay, so it's another heist movie.
Okay,
so that's my point. Ocean's 11 franchise is a heist movie.
It's about stealing.
It's about stealing shit and the crazy complicated plan in order to do the shit. Okay, mm-hmm. To quote Dane Cook circa 2001. Okay, and I'm gonna fuck up this quote. There is one thing that men like more than sex, more than food, more than sleep, okay? It's to be in a fucking heist, okay? Every man wants to be like, hey, get in the car, Jim. Get in the car, and the fucking getaway car's not there. And it's like, fuck, where's the getaway car? And they jump in the getaway car. And this is why movies like The Expendables are fucking so popular. And The Transporter is so popular. Mm-hmm. Ocean's 11 are so popular. Because guys, more than sex, more than good food, more than sleep, they want to be part of a fucking heist. They want to go through this crazy, unfathomable scenario where they fucking do something that's impossible. And it's a team of fucking guys and girls or whoever, all guys. It doesn't fucking matter. But this is what men want. Just like women want to go and dance at the club and guys bother them. Okay? So this is why I have a problem with an all-female cast of fucking... I'm losing my train of thought here. Not a heist movie. This is why I have an issue with an all-female cast of heist movies. This is not something women would freaking want to do.
No.
Okay? It's not about the women actors. It's not about whether they're good or not, whether it's feminist versus men. It's not about that. It's about the fact that if I sold you on a movie about men who want to go and love to dance and just want to dance their problems away, you would tell me to go suck a dick that's not going to sell money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about, what's that stupid movie with the guy stripped? Not that one. Magic Mike. Fucking Magic Mike. I'm talking about guys who just go to the club and they just want to dance all night. If I went up to a female producer in Hollywood, she would tell me to go fucking back home and laugh at my pitch. Women doing this movie does not make sense. It does not make sense as much as a movie about a man who wants to learn how to do his makeup all day and go to YouTube tutorials on how to do it. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit within the paradigm of what female interest is. Now, maybe they'll have a good plot point. Maybe they'll have good, I can't think of the word. Maybe they'll have a good reason or motivation. That's the word I'm looking for. Motivation for these women teaming up to do this stuff. But when you're also getting rid of the original cast, which, by the way, is not dead. Clooney's not dead.
None of them
Mark
are dead.
Wahlberg.
Casey Mark, Affleck's
it's not
dead.
Mark Wahlberg. It's the other one, right? Whatever. It's not. It's
Brad
not,
Pitt.
Brad Pitt. It, these guys aren't Matt dead. Damon. These guys are still around.
Oh, what's his name's dead?
Who's dead?
The black guy.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac's dead.
Oh, that's sad.
Moment rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
But.
War Machine can't walk.
War Machine.
War Machine's in there.
Oh, I forgot he was in there.
This British guy.
I forgot about that. Yeah, so anyways, this is my problem with the Ocean's 11 all-female cast. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me there's going to be a fucking all-female Highlander movie. You're going to tell me there's an all-female Predator movie where there's female predators
that come down.
There should
be female predators. They don't want to hunt. They're just looking for a place to put their eggs.
Okay, that's hella sexist right there. Hey, no, I meant
hey,
like
that's what it'll be.
Female hunter predators, and the only people that could defend from like the predators are gonna be female like special ops team that's only females, and apparently they're gonna only
led
be like
Ronda Rousey.
Led by Ronda Rousey, and like they have to wear like bikinis for some unknown reason. Like then, okay, I'm like I'm gonna call a lot of fucking bullshit. Okay, this Ocean's 11 franchise switch does not make sense. Just like, look, and I haven't seen the Ghostbusters movie. I heard it was dog shit. I also heard other people that liked it. Who knows, right? I haven't seen it. The part that bothered me is that some of these people that made the originals are still around. You should have had them in the movie transitioning the new people into their roles. And the people who saw the original films would have been more receptive to that. It's just like if you did A New Hope. The new Star Wars movie. If you did A New Hope and you were like, I don't know, Luke and Leia are fucking doing something. I don't know. They're dead or some shit. I don't know. Let's talk about these new people. People would be like, are you fucking retarded? Like,
what the fuck happened? What are you talking about?
No. But there was still Leia was still around. Han was still around. You saw plenty of them in the movie. They're still transitioning. You didn't see any of Luke, but Luke's still around. It's not like they were like, oh, and then Luke died from unknown diseases that he
cancer.
He got from
smoking.
Damn, don't say
taking
that.
Smoke.
Don't throw that on the Joker. So, I don't know, man. Just, I'm so frustrated because I love those movies, dude. Those are movies that I don't care how often I see those movies. Every single time, I'm like, man, I'd love to be part of that. I don't even need to be George Clooney. I could be the dude that's like drilling in the sewers trying to get like that power cable to take down the power in the hotels. Like, that's just a guy fantasy to just be part of a heist.
And their chemistry on that was
so good.
So good.
Yeah, like these are all A-list, well, most of them are like A-list guys, and they're not like fighting for the screen time or fighting for attention or who the main guy, Clooney was the main guy, but nobody was like, oh, I need more airtime. Like, it worked very well. I just think it's a bad choice, and I'm very sad about this.
Hey man, what? I don't know all the details about it. Maybe, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. Maybe she's gonna be a daughter of a.
Oh, George she's in Clooney. That movie.
She's the main one.
Oh fuck. Dude, she is quickly diving.
Maybe she's a daughter of George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
But to me, it doesn't matter who the characters are in the movie. My point is that this is such a male... This is a male fantasy you're watching.
Maybe now women want that fantasy.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. I don't think they want it as bad as men do.
I don't think so either.
I think they'd rather have a Notebook. Hell, I think they'd rather have 50 Shades of Grey versus a heist movie for women. Like, who's going to play the George Clooney character who's getting beat up by the fucking guard? Is it Jennifer Lawrence? She's going to get beat up by another woman? Because they're not going to show a guy bodyguard beating up Jennifer Lawrence. There'll be some social fucking... social justice just
like
warrior.
When X-Men came out and Apocalypse was like
choking her, and people were freaking out. Like, crazy.
Oh my God, I can't believe you showed that.
Yeah, and half the other people, they didn't say anything, were the ones jerking off. They're like, oh, is she a choker?
Oh, jeez.
Maybe she was into it. She's like, yeah, choke me, Magneto.
She's probably into
it. Or no, Apocalypse.
I think Magneto did choke her a few times.
So, yeah, man. So, I'm a little saddened by that because I think I those are some of my favorite genre of movie is just those heist movies where you're like, oh, man, I love to be part of that. And I think most guys would. So, anyways.
Yeah, man, I'm not super crazy about that, but hey, it might happen. Well, it is going to happen, but...
It's going to happen.
Maybe it might be good.
It might be. The question is not whether it'll be good or not, whether it'll be entertaining or not. I think the genre is more of a male captivating genre.
They won't keep it as a heist movie because, yeah, women don't have no interest in that.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, well, that is true, yeah. I don't think they have a... interest in that.
And that's my 10-minute rant on this movie. I was fine when you guys want to do Ghostbusters. I was fine when you want to do whatever, but you're fucking with Ocean's 11, which it's not like it's my favorite movie. I don't own any of them, but I think those are the ones I get more like immersed in and I get involved in.
They're really good. Those are really good movies.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my 10-minute rant on movies.
No, that's true. I don't know why they would do that. I don't understand. But hey. That's what the world's coming to. That's why we're putting up borders everywhere.
Oh jeez. Didn't get me into that shit.
And I'm just making a statement. It's what's happening.
Anything else you got? I think we hit our hour, dog. Anything else you wanna let these fine people know about?
That hour went by quick. I think we talked about everything I wanted to that came up to mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still hoping you guys send me some questions or funny, crazy scenarios you got with your significant others that you want our opinions on and advice. Oh jeez.
Never.
I'm gonna give you the good advice.
America was made on not pulling out.
Is that how it was made?
Mm-hmm. I can confirm that. History backs me up on that.
I need your references of your
look up
data.
Any history books. All of the pilgrims had like 10 kids. Yeah. Hashtag facts. You cannot deny those facts. Look it up. Look it up right now on Google.